You're listening to SBS News.
Sunday's parliamentary elections in Syria saw around 6,000 members of regional electoral colleges choose candidates from pre-approved lists, part of a process to produce nearly two-thirds of the new 210-seat body. President Ahmad al-Sharaa will later select the remaining third of the government. The elections have been called undemocratic, while some Syrians in Australia say they're more worried about people's safety than the fairness of voting. Fouad Bersgal is a Syrian who's made his home in Australia. He left the country 14 years ago to avoid joining the military and going to war. After spending some time in Lebanon, he made it to Melbourne, supported by the Community Refugee Integration and Settlement Pilot. When he thinks about his family back in Syria, he told SBS News he feels concerned for their safety.
I'm always talking to them. We have conversation every 2-3 days. I call them. It's scary. Yeah, it's hard. There is no electricity, no water even sometimes. My brother, he used to have to work. Now he doesn't have anything to do. I'm helping him and my family to stay alive there.
He holds little hope for a safer Syria for his family.
Yeah, of course, I'm worried for them. You know the background of everyone knows the background of this government because it's a terrorist government. Because they live in Latakia, you know what I mean? Because Bashar al-Assad was from Latakia.
So why have the elections been criticised? The committee that organised the election has acknowledged significant shortcomings after results showed only 13% of the seats contested were won by female or minority candidates. Observers said just 6 women and 10 members of religious and ethnic minorities were among the 119 people elected to the new People's Assembly on Sunday. Kinder Al-Samara is a lecturer in Arabic studies from the University of Queensland and an affiliate of Monash University's Global Peace and Security Centre.
The real issue isn't the election itself. Just let's be honest, because if you're going to think about it from different perspective, all countries has the same, circumstances coming out of conflicts, war, etc. So they will have weak, let's call it, if they want to call it, sometimes they call it parliament or whatever they want to name it. It's okay, it's normal. But by calling it an election, the government is trying to appeal like a permanent, legitimate government.
She says the process of pre-approving and hand-selecting candidates is not a truly democratic process, and many Syrians were excluded.
Ordinary Syrians are not voting, or they didn't vote. One third of the parliament is appointed by the president, and the other two thirds are chosen indirectly, so not through real elections. So calling this a democratic process is misleading.
Citing security and political reasons, authorities postponed the vote in areas outside government control, including Kurdish-held parts of Syria's north and northeast, as well as the province of Sweda, held by the Druze minority. The postponements left 21 seats empty. Dr. Al-Samara says that Syrians want to have a democratic future, but the country is not ready for one yet.
Half of the population is displaced or abroad. There is proper census, or many people don't have IDs. There are no active political parties, no technical or social base for elections. So let's be realistic. So it's simply not the right time to hold meaningful democratic vote. And even, Syrians in their entire lives have never experienced real elections and open fair. They have elections, but wasn't a serious or true real one, like a open, fair and democratic one.
While the government may not be considered wholly democratic, it still has a vital role in Syria. Dr. Al-Samara says the government's role is to be transitional and facilitate a return to democracy for Syria. She says it's designed to run for 5 years and cannot change the system of government or sign any major agreements.
It's a job of the first transitional councils is to manage this phase, pass basic laws, and prepare for the next, a permanent constitution and real elections.
But she has concerns on whether the newly elected government can achieve democratic reform or whether it will stay in power under illegitimate pretenses.
Fake elections, are, as I said, are more dangerous than open appointments because they give false legitimacy to a temporary authority and make it look permanent.
She says after 14 years of conflict and killing, Syrians really deserve democracy. Ayad Al-Hakim, a Syrian living in Australia, says her relatives back in Syria don't feel represented by the government.
I don't think the government right now represents every Syrian in Syria, no. I don't think they represent that, what actually the people want and need.
She says giving people jobs because of their religion is not enough to ensure good government.
If you want to just take this person and give them this opportunity or this place to lead or like to do something to a whole country, you need to make sure that they know what they're doing, not just because their religion or where are they from, or if they are from the biggest amount of religion or like background in this country. They need to know what they're doing. We need to look at their education, at their work, what they have done before to the country. How did they serve the country before?
She's heard stories of unrest and turmoil in the wake of al-Sharaa's rise to power and says violence has become worse in many parts of Syria.
I don't feel hopeful at all. I'm so sorry to say that because, like, I would say my sister is in danger. My other sibling is in danger. And as long as they're still in danger, I can't see anything hopefully there for me. Like, I can't see safety for them, you know what I mean? And that's the minimum thing that a human being needs to stay alive. It's safety in the place that you stay in. If it's your country and you don't find your safety, that's a problem.
Alan Lee, SBS News.